Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang joins me, and we go to low Earth orbit immediately. Welcoming Brendan Weikert, author most recently of several books about Chinese technical capabilities, most recently about its biohacking. But now we're talking about Chinese capabilities in low Earth orbit. Brendan, a very good day to you. What is Shenlong and what is the mystery? Good evening to you.
Good evening and hello, Gordon. Thanks again for having me. Well, it seems like the issue is China has a space plane that they are deploying into orbit. And as this plane is skidding about the orbit, it is releasing secondary objects. And so the question is, what precisely are those objects? Now, in my book, Winning Space, I detail China's capabilities. They're known as co-orbital satellites. These are small satellites that tailgate our more important systems in orbit and could physically, theoretically, damage or destroy these systems, rendering our people that rely on those satellites deaf, dumb, and blind. And that is what I think you're seeing here, is they're at the very least testing the system.
Shenlong is a space plane. Is it exactly the same, a Xerox copy of the XB-37? Any differences?
It certainly appears, if you're just looking at the pictures of it, it certainly appears to be a clone of the XB-37 or the X-37B, rather. If your audience isn't familiar, the X-37B has broken every record imaginable. It is basically a space drone. In my articles on the subject at the National Interest, I call it an unofficial space bomber. And that's because it has capabilities that allow for it to possibly be used in a weaponization capacity. And China, of course, wants that capability as well, and they've cloned it.
Gordon, you have a question for Brendan.
Brendan, if it's a possibility to be a bomber, how many X-37Bs do we have?
Two. It's a nightmare. We need many more. In fact, the real mission of the X-37B should be, and I've talked to the Air Force a couple of times about this, and there's been indications that they want to use it in this capacity, less of a space bomber and more as a counter anti-access area denial, A2AD, system. Basically, China in particular has developed capabilities that can keep our Navy and Air Force over the horizon when and if they decide to, say, invade Taiwan. The Navy and the Air Force would be kind of the tips of our spear in stopping that. And A2AD is a suite of missiles and sensors that can basically range all of our aircraft carriers and surface warships, as well as our air bases in the region, and knock them out before they can get within range. And so the X-37B theoretically could be used to knock out the Chinese space sensor components for those A2AD capabilities. And we only have two of them. What we should be building, instead of the sixth generation warplane, we should be building a fleet of X-37Bs to knock out that A2AD capability. And China's, of course, as we noted, they're using their version of the X-37B to seed critical orbits around the Earth with those co-orbital satellites. In my book, I liken them to sort of the old U-boats of World War One and Two, how they stalk the oceans and they take out critical infrastructure there. That's basically what these co-orbital satellites dropped by China's space plane do.
The report says the Chinese are being secretive about their divine dragon, that's what Shenlong means, and being secretive about both the plane and the activities. Is that typical of spacefaring nations to be secretive about a successful launch and release of satellites?
No, in fact, if you, and this is why I've been critical of the whole concept of international legal agreements, particularly towards space. But if you are a believer in standard international law, there is a series of rules that all countries that have space capabilities have signed on to. One of those is basically you have to declare to the UN, and I think it's the registration convention, you have to register not only when you're putting something into orbit, but when you're going to be launching, so that air traffic and space traffic can be moved out of the way if you're planning to launch something near other space objects so that they don't collide. And of course, China very much would love to collide with some of our space objects, because then that's how you knock them out.
Gordon, you have a question.
When you look at SpaceX's constellation, they put like 9,000, 6,000 satellites into orbit. What are the Chinese saying about that?
Well, the Chinese and the Russians are jointly developing a laser system that can basically knock out Starlink in a couple of shots. And this is something that I've been warning about. Starlink model of a decentralized satellite constellation is what I wrote about 5 years ago in my book. And they're doing it. And this is where we need to be going. Now, the problem is, though, the enemy gets a vote. And SpaceX can say that, hey, this isn't an offensive system. It's not even for the military. But the fact is, when it was used in Ukraine to help the Ukrainians, that was the moment Russia and China got together and said, we need to be able to knock out these systems, because that's where the Americans are moving their satellite architecture, is to a decentralized, easy to replace, easy to maintain system like Starlink. And so this laser system that China and Russia is developing is a significant threat to that Starlink model. By the way, SpaceX is also using, or they have a contract now with the DoD to do Starlink for the military called Star Shield. And so this is how the Chinese and Russians are going to try to knock out future American satellite capabilities.
Updating the Chinese space effort, secretive as it is, the report is that the Long March 10 has had a test. Long March 10 is their booster for the moon. Long March 9 is many years away. That would be recoverable. The Chang'e 6 is on the far side of the moon. Sample return is the mission. Any other major activities in the Chinese secretive space program that you want to mention, Brandon?
No, I'd keep my eye on those, on that space plane and what it put into orbit. And I would also let your audience know that China right now, especially if they marry to Russia, which they've already announced they're going to be going to the moon together, the South Pole, if they truly marry those space organizations together, the United States will be outpaced significantly.
Outpaced the United States. That's a little, what about SpaceX?
SpaceX is right now, the U.S. government has a very tenuous relationship with SpaceX because, you know, Elon Musk is a political thought criminal. And so they're doing a lot, but they ultimately need to have the full backing, no questions asked, of U.S. government. In fact, all of America's private space organizations, including even Blue Origin, needs to receive far more support from the U.S. government than they are.
So your measure right now is that ULA, Blue Origin, and SpaceX are not being adequately supported by the U.S. government in favor of NASA, or just because there's too many budget items, too little money?
Too many budget items, too little money. And then again, in the case of SpaceX, you have the added complication that Elon is not on board with the Biden domestic policy agenda.
Brandon Weikert is the author most recently of Biohacked, about the Chinese experiments. Let's leave it at that. And before that, Winning Space, about the Chinese space effort and everybody else's. Right now, X-37B, Chinese version, in orbit, secretive. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.